Hello and welcome to the Joey Kangaroo Show. The current location is my mother's pouch, current time is womb 30, and the current accent's Australian, or something like it. Viewers, I have to begin tonight with a story about koalas. I bloody hate them. They sleep a lot, hang about in trees, don't box, and have never been the stars of films with Jerry O'Connell and I believe Patrice O'Neill. Furthermore, they most often dine on eucalyptus. Fuck that. I hate everything about them. Giving marsupials a bad name. You give marsupials a bad name. Well, I don't want this program only to be about the things I hate. I like things as well. I quite enjoy films and TV shows. Like the following. Little Hop of Horrors. Kanga Queens. Pouch Adams. And Jaws. So what I want to do now is take a few listener calls. I believe that listener feedback's essential, not only to the making of a good show, but also to the continued success of that show. I mean, after all, listeners are the ones who listen, right? The ones with their ears on the pulse of the world. Their face to the ground and their hands in the air, waving them really like they don't care. Which, you know, it's always been strange to me, and I realise that this insouciant appendage wiggling belies really a true and deep concern. Feedback ain't just for speakers and microphones. We all need feedback to grow, like plants and sunshine, man. To learn, to improve, to become what we truly want to be. So now I want to take your calls. So I'll open up the lines and... Oh, damn. I actually can't operate the phones because of my hands. And I'm in my mother's pouch, as I mentioned earlier. So, fuck it. We'll be back right after these messages. Hello, friends. Are you tired of those normal politicians making promises and then breaking them? Tired of ponying up support for candidates that don't care about you or your family? Well, let's get a change in November 2011. When you head to the polls, cast the vote that behooves you. The vote for a stable leader. Vote horse for mayor. Hello, everyone. Joseph Richards here. I want to apologize about the earlier hijacking of the show by Joey Kangaroo. I apologize also that he did not take your comments, as he said that he was going to do, mainly because not the reason for my anger, but it seemed like he couldn't do that because he had not access to human hands that could control such a device, which is very curious then how he managed to operate the recording equipment and write a script, which, yes, in fact, this show is scripted. Nothing is improvised or extraneous or made up, except my responses to your listener comments, which let's go ahead. It's time for what is quickly becoming my least favorite part of the show, listener feedback. As always, you can and should send us your listener feedback, but we have a new address. It is not the OA Power Battery address. Now you can send listener feedback directly to The Joseph Richards Show at gmail.com. And be sure to visit us at our Tumblr account, which is josephpatrickrichards.tumblr, that's TUMBLR.com. For more information, pictures, probably things that we're writing, just interesting things to keep up with. So let's get right to your listener comments. And listeners, I hate to do this. I do want to apologize prior. I know I sound very strange, but I am just getting over a cold. Yes, the immortal, inevitable Joseph Richards does sometimes get sick. Okay, this first comment is from K-Town. K-Town says, "Oh, I have a condition." Well, this is clearly going to be a very serious response. "I'll only continue to be your number one fan if you read one of my emails on the air. Hell, you can even make one up for me if you want. Smiley emoticon. Just kidding. You don't have to do that to keep me as your numero uno fan. I love you, smiley emoticon. Well, K-Town, I really appreciate the freedom you've given me with that comment to even make up an email for you. Of course, I am not about to make fraudulent claims just to make jokes. I do want to say I was a little disappointed. You mentioned you had a condition, and I was very interested to hear, because I do have a charity for nebulous conditions, and I'm trying to raise money for it right now, and I was thinking maybe I could have sponsored you, but I will not do so. Smiley face emoticon, Joseph Richards. Okay, comment number two, Joey! That has an exclamation point. It actually has an exclamation point. Joey! Or Joseph, that's fine. Quote unquote outdated hiring practice says, made me LOL. LOL is in all caps, and for those listeners not familiar, LOL means living on life. This is great, signed Kathy. I'll just read that again because there were too many parenthetical comments for me. Joey, outdated hiring practices made me LOL, living on life. This is great, son Kathy. Well, Kathy, thank you so much. I am glad that the inherent current and inherent sexism here at the show, with lack of hiring of female correspondents, I'm glad that makes you live on life. Next comment, this comment from Kira. I feel bad for the yield sign. Poor guy, having to justify why he is important. I wonder how many other signs exist that feel they have to prove their utility in this world. What about the deer crossing sign? And that's D-E-E-R, not deer crossing, D-E-A-R. People don't often take that sign seriously. Does he get frustrated when people don't believe deer cross in a certain area and then they hit them? I think he may. What about the slippery road sign, often misinterpreted as the curvy road ahead sign? That's a socially imposed identity crisis right there. You have opened up my thinking to a whole issue I never knew existed. I will never look at a traffic sign the same again. On another note, I wonder what a driver's education class would look like if traffic signs taught it. Well, Kira, the main thing I have to say about your comment is, hey, I'll write the jokes around here. But thank you for writing in. And our final comment is basically a maligning missive. So let's see. Let's just get right to it. This is from a loyal listener named Michael. Joseph, I just listened to episodes 2 and 3 back to back while eating microwave steamed edamame straight out of the bag. Overall, great episodes. However, one thing I was disappointed in was the lengthy segment given to the yield sign. Not long ago, I almost crashed my car when a large truck was parked in front of a relatively short yield sign, rendering the sign invisible. At first, I was mad at the truck, but then I realized that yield signs lack credibility. Unlike its more assertive stop sign cousin, the yield sign probably doesn't legally require drivers to park any specific distance away. Along those lines, this buffoon of the thoroughfare's take that it suggests that drivers consider slowing down was upsetting. The road is not a farmer's market where people should have the freedom to express themselves, even if that means wearing flip-flops and bringing a large dog and stroller, or the road equivalents of those actions. Worse yet, this imbecile of the streets took up a lot of time, whereas Frankenstein's monster had to bolt within moments. I would like to see the monster return as a guest. I have often wondered why he freaks people out so badly and would like to ask him. He basically seems like a gangly nerd who cries while reading Paradise Lost. That description meets half of every English department of the country. And yes, he is made of recycled corpses, but is that really so terrible? Well, last night I got drunk and tried to take a picture of the moon, so my opinion cannot be trusted. But I say fire the yield sign and bring back the monster as well as the robot. Sincerely, a loyal listener named Michael. Michael, there's a lot in there to which to respond. First of all, I would like to let you know that the robot will actually be hosting a future episode, either the next episode or episode 6. Not only will he be hosting an episode, in that episode, the robot will in fact the interviewing Frankenstein's monster. Now, that should be fun for everyone involved. I think that's sort of the interview we've all been waiting for. People have interviewed Gandhi or Muhammad Ali or Barack Obama or Mother Teresa or Reese Witherspoon. But this is going to be it. When Robot interviews Frankenstein's monster. Michael, as far as your comments on the yield sign, I don't feel like I can respond to those. Fortunately, the yield sign is actually here with us today. He just happens to be in the studio. Yield sign, good to see you again. Yeah, right. You should yield the time to me. Yield sign, I certainly will. And it's nice that you've developed a potentially a different dialect of your accent. Yeah, I've been studying, right, on how to do... Why am I New Zealand all of a sudden? Fuck it. Let's go with it. All right. So, Michael, yeah. So, I, like, hear your comments, right? And I really appreciate them. And I can understand your frustration in that scenario. My only issue, and one thing that instantly comes to my brain, is you said one of the problems was not the yield sign per se. And I know that particular yield sign. He happens to be a close friend of mine. And I know, yeah, he's a bit short, dwarfish. But, you know, thanks to the SDA, or the Signs with Disabilities Act of 1997, he should have a job. So, not to being short to disability. I'm not saying that. No offense, Yana, if you're listening. So, right. It's just a condition. A condition which K-Town may or may not have. Right, so getting on with it. So it seemed like what really was the issue was this truck parked, or I'm going to assume broken down, because that actually makes sense for the rest of my response. Broken down in front of this yield sign. So it seems like really you've got sort of this misplaced aggression where you really have an issue with the broken down vehicle. And I wonder, Michael, and I'd like to put this to you, and I'd like you to, you know, steam a bag of edamame, take a picture of the moon, and then look inside a bit as you answer this question. Do you have a problem with a short yield sign, or do you really have a problem with things that are broken down? So if, like, let's say there was a human in front of the yield sign, a human standing there crying, maybe breaking down, something had happened. Would you be equally as mad? I think you would. I think really you've got a problem with things that aren't going along peachy keen. So if there was a person there smiling, you'd be like, whatever, get rear-ended, get hit by a bastard, who cares? Like, you know, that person's happy, and that fits my worldview. But, you know, a person breaks down, maybe the transmission of their heart, or the heart of their transmission, whichever, maybe that you don't like to see that. Maybe to you, Michael, you want everyone to sing in a major key when sometimes people have to break down and sing in a minor key. a minor key, you know, the muffler repair shop. That's why that was funny. So, Michael, yeah, I like to caution you and ask you to stop, yield a moment, think, pedzing of your brain crossing, and, right. Thank you, yield sign. That was both eloquent and... So there you have it, listener comments, as always, great and constantly depreciated around here. Be sure to send in your listener comments from this episode, and I do believe there should be several or none, based on everything or nothing or anything or several things. You can send them to The Joseph Richards Show at gmail.com. That's The Joseph Richards Show at gmail.com. You can also be sure to visit our Tumblr account. That's josephpatrickrichards.tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R, dot www.joeykangaroo.com.
Kids Corner. It's time for Kids Corner.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andy Molding. I am a little boy who is 10 years old, and I have a lot of things on my mind. The doctors call them brain tumors. Ha! I'm just kidding. Just a little kid humor. There. Just, you know, speaking of goats. No, seriously. Ha ha. Little kids and goats. I am in school. Not now, of course. Hey, my school just got Betamax machines. There's no way we would have the technology for podcasts. Ha! So, at school, I play on the playground and eat juice boxes and throw crayons at teachers and ride my bicycle in the elevator. And one time, I made an airplane, but Leonardo da Vinci didn't help because he is dead. And the airplane, it was paper, flew into the toilet bowl, and I yelled out, "Hey, let's get this potty started." Heh, I really wish someone had been around, then they would have left. Kids Corner, it was time for Kids Corner.
Everyone, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to what was easily the most disheveled episode of our illustrious career. I want to wish everyone a happy new year, best or worst, in 2011, whatever you deserve. Thanks so much. This is Joseph Richards, signing in.